Lesson 12.
12. Ders. O'tgan noaniq zamon.
Simple past tense. O'tgan noaniq zamon o'tgan zamonda bo'lib o'tgan oddiy ish harakatini bildiradi. O'tgan zamon shaklini yasash usuliga qarab fe'llar ikki guruhga bo'lib o'rganiladi. Birinchi, to'g'ri fe'llar regular verbs. Ikkinchi, noto'g'ri fe'llar irregular verbs. O'tgan zamon shakli D yoki ED qo'shimchasini qo'shish orqali yasaladigan fe'llarga to'g'ri fe'llar deyiladi. Misol uchun, to live, lived, to work, worked. Birlik. I lived in Tashkent 2 years ago. You lived in Tashkent 2 years ago. He lived in Tashkent 2 years ago. She lived in Tashkent 2 years ago. Ko'plik. We lived in Tashkent 2 years ago. You lived in Tashkent 2 years ago. They lived in Tashkent 2 years ago. O'tgan zamon shaklida yoki ed qo'shimchalarini qo'shish orqali emas, balki o'zaklardagi unlining o'zgarishi va boshqa turli yo'llar bilan yasaladigan fe'llarga noto'g'ri fe'llar deyiladi. Birinchi holat. O'zakdagi unlining o'zgarishi. Misol uchun, become, became, become. Ikkinchi holat. Bitta harfning o'zgarishi bilan. Misol uchun, have, had, had. Uchinchi holat. O'zgarishsiz. Misol uchun, cut, cut, cut. Let, let, let. Put, put, put. To'rtinchi holat. O'zak oxiriga t qo'shilishi orqali. Misol uchun, burn, burnt, burnt. Learn, learnt, learnt. Beshinchi holat. O'zakning to'liq o'zgarishi. Misol uchun, be, was, where, been. Go, went, gone.
Do fe'liga misol.
We did our homework yesterday. We had an interesting lecture on chemistry 2 days ago. O'tgan noaniq zamondagi gaplarning so'roq shakli to do yordamchi fe'lining o'tgan noaniq zamondagi shakli didni egadan oldinga qo'yish orqali yasaladi. Misollar. Birlikda. Did I live in Tashkent 2 years ago? Did you live in Tashkent 2 years ago? Did he live in Tashkent 2 years ago? Did she live in Tashkent 2 years ago? Ko'plikda. Did we live in Tashkent 2 years ago? Did you live in Tashkent 2 years ago? Did they live in Tashkent 2 years ago?
To be va to have fe'lining o'tgan noaniq zamonda tuzlanishi.
To be fe'li o'tgan noaniq zamonda ikki xil shaklga ega. Hamma shaxslar uchun birlikda was va hamma shaxslar uchun ko'plikda were shakliga ega. Birlikda I was, he was, she was, it was. Misollar. I was a pupil. He was a pupil. She was a pupil. It was a cat. Ko'plikda. We were. You were. They were. Misollar. We were pupils. You were pupils. They were pupils. To be fe'li ishtirok etgan gaplarning so'roq shakli to be fe'lining o'tgan noaniq zamondagi tegishli shakli was, were'ni egadan oldinga qo'yish orqali yasaladi. Misol uchun, was I, were you, was he, was she. Misollar. Was I a student? Were you a student? Was he a student? Was she a student? Was it a cat? Ko'plikda. Were we? Were you? Were they? Misollar. Were we students? Were you students? Were they students? To be fe'li ishtirok etgan gaplarning bo'lishsiz shakli. To be fe'lining o'tgan noaniq zamondagi tegishli shakli. Was were'dan keyin not inkor uklamasini qo'yish orqali yasaladi. Birlikda. I was not. He was not. She was not. It was not. Ko'plikda. You were not. They were not. We were not. Misollar. You were not a student. We were not a student. They were not students. To have fe'lining o'tgan zamon shakllari. Birlikda. I had. He had. She had. It had. Ko'plikda. We had. You had. They had. To have fe'li ishtirok etgan gaplarning so'roq shakli. To have fe'lining o'tgan zamondagi shakli had'ni egadan oldinga qo'yish orqali yasaladi. Had I, had you, had he, had she, had it. Misollar. Had I a book? Had you a book? Had he a book? Had she a book? Had it a nest? Ko'plikda. Had we, had you, had they. Misollar. Had we books? Had you books? Had they books? To have fe'li ishtirok etgan gaplarning bo'lishsiz shakli. To have fe'lining o'tgan noaniq zamondagi shakli. Haddan keyin not inkor yuklamasini qo'yish orqali hosil qilinadi. Birlikda. I had not. You had not. She had not. He had not. It had not. Misollar. I had not a book. You had not a book. He had not a book. She had not a book. It had not a nest. Ko'plikda. We had not. You had not. They had not. Misollar. We had not books. You had not books. They had not books. Exercise 1. Learn the new words of the text, My Biography.
Birinchi mashq. Mening tarjimai holim matnidagi yangi so'zlarni o'rganing.
Full name.
Ism sharif.
To be born.
Tug'ilmoq.
Form.
Sinf.
Secondary school.
O'rta maktab.
To be at school.
Maktabda o'qimoq.
Till.
Gacha.
Enter.
Kirish.
Town.
Shahar.
An economist.
Iqtisodchi.
Joint venture.
Qo'shma korxona.
Tea.
Choy.
Economic university.
Iqtisodiyot universiteti.
Uzbek State World Languages University.
O'zbek davlat jahon tillari universiteti.
Pupil.
O'quvchi.
To take an active part.
Faol ishtirok etmoq.
Social life.
Ijtimoiy hayot.
Exercise 2. Read the text and discuss it.
Ikkinchi mashq. Matnni o'qing va muhokama qiling.
My biography.
Mening tarjimai holim.
My full name is Alimov Nodir Fayzullayevich. I was born on the 11th of July in 1984 in Bukhara. I went to the first form of the secondary school in 1991 and have been there till the ninth form. In 2000, I finished the ninth form of the secondary school and entered the vocational college in Bukhara. I have a father, a mother, two brothers, and a little sister. My father's name is Alimov Faizullah. He was born in 1956 in Bukhara. He is an economist and works at the joint venture. My mother's name is Alimova Sayyora. She was born in 1959 in Bukhara. She is a teacher and works at the secondary school. She teaches English. My first brother's name is Alisher. He was born in 1980 in Bukhara town. He is a student of the Economic University in Tashkent. My second brother's name is Valisher. He was born in 1982 in Bukhara town. He is a student of Uzbek State World Languages University in Tashkent. My little sister's name is Lola. She was born in 1987 in Bukhara. She is a pupil of the secondary school. Now, I am a student of the vocational college and take an active part in the social life of my college. Exercise 5. Learn the new words of the text, Administrative Structure of the USA.
5-chi mashq. Amerika Qo'shma Shtatlari ma'muriy tuzilmasi matnidagi yangi so'zlarni o'rganing.
Democratic government.
Demokratik hukumat.
Public opinion.
Jamoa fikri.
Government policy.
Hukumat siyosati.
Bureaucracy.
Byurokratiya.
Courts.
Sudlar.
The Washington community.
Washington hamjamiyati.
American government.
Amerika hukumati.
To operate.
Ish yuritmoq.
Powerful chambers.
Qudratli palatalar.
Law.
Qonun.
Identical.
Bir xil, aynan.
Bicameral.
Ikki palatali.
Negotiations.
Muzokaralar.
To shape.
Yaratmoq.
Congressional elections.
Kongress saylovlari.
Vote.
Saylovchi.
Approval of Congress performance.
Kongress harakatini qo'llab-quvvatlanishi.
Re-electing.
Qayta saylanish.
Sitting legislators.
Qonun chiqaruvchi.
Parliament member.
Parlament a'zosi.
Throwing the rascals out.
Tovlamachilarni chiqarib tashlash.
Requirement.
Talab.
Natural born citizen.
Haqiqiy fuqaro.
Guidance.
Rahbarlik, rahbarlik qilish.
President's administrative duty.
Prezidentning ma'muriy burchi.
Merely.
Shunchaki.
Faithfully executed.
To'g'ri amalga oshirilgan.
Employees.
Ishchilar.
Specific job.
Maxsus ish.
Responsibility.
Javobgarlik.
Hierarchy.
Hierarchia.
Authority.
Hokimiyat.
Knowledgeable.
Aqlli.
Derisively.
Kulguli.
Democratic theory.
Demokratik nazariya.
Representatives.
Vakillar.
Washington politics.
Washington siyosati.
Important segments.
Muhim qismlar.
Washington's service economy.
Washingtonning xizmat iqtisodi.
Law firms.
Yuridik firmalar.
Consulting firms.
Maslahat firmalari.
Public relations firms.
Jamoat aloqalari firmalari.
Trade associations.
Savdo birlashmalari.
Exercise 6. Read the text and discuss it.
6-chi mashq. Matnni o'qing va muhokama qiling.
Administrative structure of the USA.
Amerika Qo'shma Shtatlarining ma'muriy tuzilishi.
Democratic government needs institutional mechanism that can translate public opinion into government policy. Reading this text, you will see how such institutions as Congress, the President, the bureaucracy, the courts, and the Washington community operate in an American government. The USI, Congress has two separate and powerful chambers, the House of Representatives and the Senate. A bill cannot become law unless it's passed in identical form by both chambers. The two-house or bicameral Congress has its origins in the negotiations that shaped the Constitution. Congressional elections offer voters a chance to show their approval of Congress performance by re-electing sitting legislators or throwing the rascals out. The voters seem to do more re-electing than throwing out. The requirements for the presidency are set forth in Article 2 of the Constitution. A president must be a natural-born citizen, at least 35 years old, who has lived in the United States for a minimum of 14 years. The Constitution gives little guidance on the president's administrative duties. It states merely that the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America, and that he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Bureaucracy actually means any large complex organization in which employees have very specific job responsibilities and work within a hierarchy of authority. The employees of these government units, who are quite knowledgeable within their narrow areas, have become known somewhat derisively as bureaucrats. The power of the courts to shape the policy creates a difficult problem for democratic theory. According to that theory, the power to make the law resides only in the people or in their re-elected representatives. We describe the major institutions of the national government: Congress, the presidency, the bureaucracy, and the courts. Here we turn to private sectors in Washington politics. We focus on five important segments of Washington's service economy: law firms, consulting firms, public relations firms, and trade associations. Exercise 9. Read the dialogue and remember useful expressions.
9-chi mashq. Dialogni o'qing va kerakli ifodalarni eslab qoling.
Dialogue.
Number, please.
Can you tell me the number of bags in Leicester Square?
I'm sorry, but you have dialed the wrong number. Please dial 192 for director inquiries.
Thank you.
Director inquiries, do you want a London number?
Yes. Can you tell me the number of bags in Leicester Square?
Hold the line, please. The number is 226-8071.
And can you tell me the number of Sam's Place?
What is the address of Sam's Place?
I'm sorry, but I don't know.
That's difficult. There are four of them. Three of them are a nightclub, and the other is a restaurant.
Which one is near Shaftesbury Avenue?
Two of them. One is in Wardour Street, the other is in Kingley Street.
Can you give me both numbers?
Yes, the one in Wardour Street is 246-8043. The other is 246-8047.
Oh, thank you for the information.
Dialog. Raqam iltimos.
Leicester maydonidagi Bexning raqamini ayta olmaysizmi?
Uzr, biroq siz noto'g'ri raqamni tergansiz. Iltimos, ma'lumotlar byurosi uchun 192 ni tering.
Rahmat.
Ma'lumotlar byurosi. London nomerlaridan birini xohlaysizmi?
Ha, Leicester maydonidagi Bexning nomerini ayta olmaysizmi?
Iltimos, aloqada qoling. Raqam 226-8071.
Yana Sam's Place'ning nomerini ayta olmaysizmi, iltimos?
Sam's Place'ning manzili qanday?
Uzr, biroq men bilmayman.
Voy, bu qiyin. Ular 4-ta ekan. 3-tasi tungi klublar, boshqasi esa restoran.
Qaysi biri Shaftesbury shoh ko'chasiga yaqin?
2-tasi. Bittasi Wardour ko'chasida, boshqasi Kingley ko'chasida.
Har ikkala raqamni bera olasizmi?
Ha, birinchisi Vardor ko'chasidagi 246-80-43, boshqasi 246-80-47.
Ma'lumotlar uchun rahmat.